Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look at this. Angels center fielder Mike Trout here talking. At the risk, I'm sure, of being labeled Mr. Doom and Gloom by some. His wife is pregnant. Says, quote, honestly, I still don't feel that comfortable. It's going to be tough. I've got to be really cautious these next couple weeks. I don't want to test positive. I don't want to bring it back to my wife. It's a tough situation we're in. And I think that's what a lot of people forget. You know, I saw today somebody put out the number so far of Major League Baseball players who have tested positive, which in and of itself might not be the biggest deal in the world, right? People are going to test positive. We know that. But whether you're a fan who signs a waiver to go to a football game or a Major League Baseball player, it's the risk that you carry to other people. And it's amazing to me that like I saw one comment to that today saying, did anybody get sick? Did anybody die, any of these players? Come on, man. You're willfully ignoring the fact that people can spread it to other people who are vulnerable, right? I mean, it's amazing to see that. And no, I don't necessarily think that baseball shouldn't play, or hockey or any other sport. But listen to Mike Trout. And if you say anything other than, man, I could understand his feelings, I don't know where you're coming from. All right, let's go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where we find 93.7thefan.com hockey columnist Bob Grover. Grover, how are you today?
I'm good, Joe. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Things changing every day here. And in hockey, it looks at least like the hub cities will be Edmonton and Toronto. What's your take on that?
That the NHL looked at the remaining hub cities from their original list of 10 and said, what are the safest markets we can go to? And that was their answer. And so I'm totally on board with that.
Do you consider, when you say safest, you mean places where COVID numbers aren't high?
Correct. Yep. And let's be honest, Joe. Also, both in a country that's handling the whole thing better than ours.
Yes, that would be the case, I would say. And I've seen some reaction, understandably, via social media, Canadian citizens saying, you know what? We're not real thrilled with traveling parties from Phoenix and Florida coming in here to our country, even if it's small amounts of people and even if they're allegedly tested at some point. And I get that, but let's see if this can move forward, Bob. Toronto still strikes me as a very population-dense area where we could see numbers rise, but I think this could potentially work. I'm about 50-50. Where are you at this point as to whether we'll see this thing get off the ground?
Yeah, you know, I hear you, Joe. I'm a little more optimistic than that. You know, I'm probably right now at a 60-40 that it's going to happen. And I think, you know, the mayor of Toronto said the other day that in his meetings with the National Hockey League, he was very impressed with how detailed their presentations were about how they intended to keep the bubble, the frequency of testing, what happens if people were positive, et cetera, et cetera. So you know that, to your point about how Canadians would feel about people coming from all over the states into their cities, this was the argument that the National Hockey League had to make to both Edmonton and Toronto, because I don't care how bad the media, the fans, the elected officials, and any Canadian city would love to be the hub. It's the health officials in both cities that have to be convinced. And that's what obviously happened in Vancouver. They weren't convinced. and hence Vancouver doesn't get to be the hub. So, you know, I think the NHL has put a lot of thought into it, but anyone who thinks they can predict what's going to happen, bubble, no bubble, no matter what city you're in, is foolish, because I don't think any of us know really where this is headed.
Bob Grove on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. So we talked with Craig Button the other day, Grover, and I don't think I've talked to you because I was off last Friday about this lottery and how it turned out with Team E winning. And I got to tell you, and Craig Button agreed, if I'm a Montreal Canadiens fan, I want no part of beating the Penguins. I want a shot at the number one pick.
Yes, if you're a Canadiens fan, that absolutely should be true, because your odds of winning the number one pick have, the minute you lose that series, have gone up dramatically from what they would have been had you not made the playoffs and been in the regular lottery. So, yeah, as a fan, absolutely. But unfortunately, the guys playing the games don't care about draft picks, nor should they. They're trying to win. That's what they've grown up to do, to win hockey games. And they're going to give everything they have to win this series. And they have a shot at winning a Stanley Cup that they don't deserve, but they have it. It's not their fault that they have it, so they're going to go after it. And, you know, but I get the fans not wanting it to happen. That makes perfect sense to me. But the other thing is, Joe, I think, you know, someone could say, well, what were the odds, right, that a placeholder team was going to get the first pick? We understand that. The odds weren't great. The odds were pretty good that a placeholder team was going to get a pick, but not the first pick. So I get the math that anything could happen. But the odds of any of these teams getting the pick, obviously, you know, I mean, you can say, well, good, we lose and, you know, we're looking good. No, you're looking just like every other of all the other seven teams that lost. So I just think any particular fan who sits there and says, let's lose so we can get the number one pick, it's still a dream at this point.
It is, but 12% is better than, like, legitimate lottery odds. You know what I mean? It's not one in a million. And what about Marc Bergevin? What are you thinking if you're him? I mean, the Penguins exist because of a GM who manipulated things to have his team lose. Granted that they were guaranteed that the number one pick back then, but if I'm Bergevin, man, I'm thinking behind the scenes, what? I know this sounds terrible. I'm thinking, how can I make it harder for us to win? I think I am, Bob.
Well, if you're Marc Bergevin, you absolutely hope you lose. Because as a general manager, and I just gave my opinion on how the players approach it mentally. You know, a GM's not going to say, I don't want a chance to win the Stanley Cup. But Marc Bergevin's been around a long time, and he knows they have almost zero, as close to zero as it can be, chance of winning the Stanley Cup. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, if I'm Marc Bergevin, I'll gladly take a loss, get a little bit of playoff experience for some young players, and move forward. But as far as making any moves or doing anything like, you know, like we saw the Penguins do, you know, in the spring of 1984, I don't see that happening. I think the Canadians quite legitimately can lose being the best they can be against the Penguins, because I don't see how they beat Pittsburgh.
Grover, I appreciate the time. Great stuff as always. And you and I will speak next Friday.
All right, Joe. Have a great holiday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.